at the Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I'm visiting with Fred Yoder, who is a corn grower from the great state of Ohio. You were just participating in a panel here on this word we all love called sustainability, a very good word if it's defined right, in my opinion. Your part in the discussion was to talk about it from a grower perspective, using this idea of climate-smart agriculture. What do you mean by that?
Climate-smart agriculture was that was coined from the Global Alliance, the World Bank, and the United Nations Foundation when they got together to figure out a way that we could work with the climate, adapt to what the changes are happening, and how do we make our land more sustainable? How do we make it more resilient? How do we take bad weather with good weather and leave it in a better place? And how do we feed 9.5 billion people by 2050?
So what would be an example of a way you might do that on your farm?
Well, climate smart agriculture includes the three pillars. The first pillar is productivity. How do we come up with more productivity on the farm? Farmers respond to that. The second pillar is adaptation and resilience. How do you make your farm better able to take the extremes in weather, and that you can adapt to whatever comes your way? And then the third one is reducing greenhouse gas emissions. If you do number one and number two, the third one's going to be automatic. So we think that's the way to get farmers involved in making the changes on their farm. Productivity, make it more resilient, and oh, by the way, you're creating ecosystem services you never knew you could do.
So on your farm, has this concept, I don't want to say forced or caused you to make some changes in the way you have been doing things?
Well, I originally started with conservation tillage and involving, we use cover crops now, we do grid sampling, we do variable rate technology. Well, I did it for economic reasons. I did it to save money. But all of a sudden, by putting the fertilizer in the right place and by curtailing when and where I put the fertilizer so the weather didn't take it away, I made more profit. So that's the way we're looking at getting farmers to adapt to new ways of thinking. Economics, make more money, save money at the same time.
I'll have to put in a plug here, and if this isn't a good question, I can change it. But I assume you're probably familiar with CTIC, Conservation Technology Information Council.
Yes.
And I've been on some of their tours where we've been out on farms and seen how farmers are using some, I don't want to say new, but in a lot of cases very different from traditional methods of things like tillage, for example. But that's a good example of how farmers are actually learning and doing new things.
We've got a group of farmers out there that are leaders, that they try things that they innovate and they figure out ways that they can make money. And if we didn't have those type of farmers that, you know, they didn't always make money to start with, but they figure out how to do it. Those are the ones, the leaders that basically change all of our systems later on. We got leaders and we got followers. We need both, but we still need those leaders to get out there and try that. Every farmer ought to be trying something on the back 40 that he's not necessarily comfortable with, but just try it. And most of the time it works better than he thinks.
Just the last question, having listened to your fellow panelists, especially with companies like Cargill or PepsiCo, what are your thoughts as a grower and hearing what some of the things they're doing in their companies?
Well, it's kind of amazing the differences in companies. Some companies are way ahead of others. PepsiCo happens to be way out front. They've worked on this a long time. I've worked with Cargill a lot, and they work more closely directly with farmers because they buy from farmers. I think it's really important that we do this right, and we use the examples of PepsiCo and Cargill as examples that other companies can do, rather than that are trying to get in this arena that really don't know how to do it.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to see you here, Fred, and thanks for taking a couple minutes with me. We're visiting at the 2016 CUTC. Just finished a session on sustainability. Here in St. Louis, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.